Oh, I didn't get that sense. It was uncomfortable.
Not ignore, but it just wasn't the...
I didn't find that.
Usually we get, you know...
Ignore you or just ignore everybody?
Ignore everybody.
Yeah.
Ignore... Everybody was kind of... Everybody had... There were people in a corner. They were talking in pockets. And then a bunch of people at the bar.
No.
And it was just kind of...
That's fragmented.
That's fear.
They're not ignoring you. They're just... Everyone's afraid of everyone else.
Who was making the most noise?
Making the most noise at the
party.
Because
I could, unfortunately couldn't make it myself.
I think over by Madonna, Julie, where Julie Madonna and Shandell were hanging out.
Yeah. Julie.
POS.
Thank God for that.
Julie's not a POS. She's a POA.
But I like parties. There's a bulletin.
Hello?
Beth Ann, that was your first WJFK ratings party, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was the first ratings party, but I was at the Christmas party.
Okay, but let's take that out of the equation.
Okay.
The Christmas party was incredible.
And what a great place.
Look around cafe.
Thank you.
We all know why that is.
So the food was great.
So now, Beth Ann, you were also one who arrived early and left early. I saw
you. Late.
I arrived late because it started at 6 and we all...
I know, but I mean, you arrived early like we did as soon as the show was done.
Right.
We were down there within 5 minutes and this joint was right down the street. How did you? How would you rate it? You're an outsider. You've been to other radio station functions. Now you've worked here for a year. You saw a ratings party. How would you describe it?
I couldn't wait to leave. It was very tense. It's like I wanted to. You wanted to tell people, are you as uncomfortable as me? Is this terrible? But then it was a nice place, and I kept thinking, you know, this is a nice thing to do. Why do we feel this way?
Right.
And since everybody felt that way, it was just multiplied.
I know why.
The people who were there.
His name is Michael Todd Hughes.
The atmosphere is tense. Sure. More tense than it's ever been.
And I don't think it was the place. I think it was the people that were tense.
Yeah, but logistically, Beth Ann, people being in the corner, there's not really room to mingle. I mean, everybody's kind of sandwiched in there.
Was it kind of the dynamic that someone thought there was going to be an intervention at any time?
I was hoping there was.
It was strange.
And the longer I stayed, and I really tried to talk to people that I normally wouldn't talk to.
Right, yes.
And found out that they don't want to talk to me anyway.
Yeah,
that's really?
The magic.
I did try, and then I just went over to Madonna and Ann's here, and I thought we were kind of I was having a good time with the group of people that I could speak with.
You want to know when it's a bad party? It's a bad party when I walk in and the only person I'm talking to at length is Steve Johnson.
I know. That was what I walked into, and you were talking to him.
Hey, how are you?
Steve Johnson, who last night, what time
was it? And Dave Howard.
Steve Johnson last night at 7 o'clock was already well into his 13th hour of drinking beer of the day.
It was disturbing. To say the very least, it was disturbing. And nobody was sloppy.
You usually
have at least one person who's a little sloppy. We didn't have anybody who was sloppy.
Well, you know, thank you, BA. Let's get one more opinion on this.
Okay.
Julie Fullman was certainly the life of the party.
She's a very energetic, very vibrant individual who likes to celebrate.
Without her and Madonna, it would have been like a library.
Mm-hmm. I bet she'd liven up a funeral. Julie Fullman.
We found out last night.
Yeah,
she did.
She's 281.
She was back in the what I like to call the hot corner.
Is Julie?
Hi, Julie. It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. So that party last night.
The greatest party ever.
Why was it good or bad in your opinion? Please feel free.
Why was it blank in your opinion?
I just did the loud sigh.
You have a political asylum.
Okay.
You are free to speak of your leader.
You granted her immunity?
Yes, mm-hmm. On this show.
Well, I will say this, and I said to Mike last night, and I did say to Michael Hughes, you know, the funnest party we had, besides the ice cream social, was the Christmas party, the holiday party at O'Meara's this year. That was
God bless you, my dear.
It's true.
Now, come on, I'm playing the thank you music. Don't give Mike's already had a plug, but really, you think it would have been better at Mike's joint?
Yes, because it was just, it wasn't relaxed. There was hardly any drinking. There was hardly... There wasn't very much food.
Did you feel the tension that Beth Ann spoke of?
Yes.
Why do we have that tension, Julie? That's a great question.
It is.
You know, especially since you guys moved downstairs, I don't know why we still have that tension.
Yeah, see, we moved downstairs. Remember that, that major move to move downstairs has really not affected any major change.
But the thing is, I don't think the tension, when I said about the tension, I think the tension was there before we got there.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, so I'm saying if we're not the cause of the tension, like if everybody...
You're not.
Unless everybody was having a great time until we wanted it, and then they all acted like Night of the Living Dead.
I think the reason everyone was on eggshells is because the sales staff was required to go.
That's a factor. The place was a factor.
But, I mean, even if it was really good, which maybe it was, if you're required to be there, it's different.
You know, seriously, I do remember a time when those kind of parties were... I mean, if you missed them, you were really missing something.
Yeah.
You really,
mm-hmm.
And now that's that just doesn't happen anymore.
Never a food fight anymore?
No.
Okay, well, who's going to tell you?
You know what, really seriously, though, logistically, I think if we could spread out like that place that we went to that's in between here and that other joint, the place with the pool tables.
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's room to spread out a little bit.
Perfect place.
I think he's got to do something though. I think he's got to like put on a magic show or something for us. He's got to
one of those shows like Alan Goodman used to have.
Yeah, he's got he's got to have a little of that Ziegfeld Follies in him. He's got to be kind of P.T. Barnum,
a showman,
show business.
I mean, for goodness sakes,
here comes B.A.
You mean like disappear?
Oh, wow.
Okay, the gag working overtime.
Be careful there, McBride.
Oh, Christ's sake, B.A., we're not the team!
Okay, thank you, B.A.
Do you think he knows how to spin plates on sticks?
How long did you stay at the party,
Julie?
It's
a requirement for the
team. I was there until 8 o'clock.
Hey, way to go. You
promptly, did everyone leave promptly at 8?
You know, when I left, there was only 3 people there.
Wow.
Gag. Jag Ben.
Ben.
Ben the janitor.
Yeah,
Jag, who flew in on his flying carpet.
Well, the reason Jag and Ben were there is I know they drove over together in the station truck.
Let me get the sound of Jag flying over on his carpet.
The station carpet.
They came together, so who was the odd person? Who was the third?
You know what? There was actually 4. The lovely interns, Kitty, my adopted daughter, and Shayla.
Is Kitty the redhead?
Yes, I love her.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
How much do you love her?
I just wish we could have kept her. She's so cool.
She's gone too?
Yeah, she's her internship was over.
So we send her to a rendering plant? Is that what we do when we're done with her?
We'll turn her into soap and bread.
Grind her down. All right.
Wow.
All right, Julie. Well, who's going to tell Hughes that party sucked? Because we got to have a better party next time.
Yeah. Or fix this one.
Who's going to tell him? Why don't you tell him? Aren't you second in command?
No way. I think like Steve Johnson or Hedges, David Howard.
Howard.
I motion that Dave Howard talks.
Yeah, have Dave Howard do it.
Okay, I will. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye. That's all she needed.
She's on.
She's
it.
Sprinting down the hall. Dave Howard!
I think that was technically supposed to be a Cinco de Mayo party. Do you think they couldn't get trade on the actual day? And they had to do it 2 days before?
Let's try knucklehead sales guy Dave, what's his name?
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard.
You'll hear it in a second.
Dave Howard.
They just didn't have the sombreros. Very frustrating.
2812. At home, if you want to call Dave Howard, just pick up your phone and dial 2812.
That's his extension.
He's there always.
Or shine the big tool signal in the sky.
A wrench.
I was talking to him with Steve Johnson.
A big turn off the alarm hammer. Come on, we'll just get his voicemail.
It's good to know it wasn't us.
Hi, it's David Howard. You reached my voicemail. Sorry I've missed your phone call.
Dave Howard.
Message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks and have a great day.
Good acoustics on that.
And one new phone system.
Dave Howard.
Hello, Dave Howard.
Dave Howard, Don and Mike. We were talking with Julie Fullman about the ratings party last night.
She has a directive for you that we're just passing along.
She thinks you should go tell Michael that party sucked and the next party has to be better.
Absolutely.
Because it all starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Howard.
You know the key to perhaps a better party? Trapping everyone. I hate to say this, but, you know, we have those boats that they run around here, you know, where you put everybody on a boat and you go out to sea.
Oh, God.
You know it's true. No one could leave.
You know what you're...
No one could leave.
God, how about that? Trapped on the cruise ship Dandy.
Put everyone on the Dandy.
Yep.
Or better than that, the Odyssey.
That would be funny.
Wouldn't that be something? And then no one can leave.
Cruise?
You know, frankly, really, one of the problems with the parties that I've noticed with this group, with because everybody's so uptight and nobody wants to...
Oh, Dave Howard. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye, Dave Howard. Nobody wants to embarrass themselves.
To
I think
recording.
You trap them.
One,
no, two, I can't remember that. What?
You trap them. You trap people. You make it so people can't leave.
But is there trickery involved, or do we set it up like it's a dinner cruise and you all have to come to the Dandy?
Right.
But do we tell them that?
No,
or do
I
we
tell
say
them,
it's a party
no,
and
no,
then
you,
we trap them?
You say it's a party that you can't leave. Hold on,
right.
Who's calling us back? Hello?
Dave Howard.
Hello?
Hello?
Speak to us. Is this Dave Howard?
Yes, it is.
Dave Howard, sales guy. Hey, it's Donna Mike. Hey, Dave Howard.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Donna Mike.
We just left you a voice message. Dave, what did you think of the ratings party last night?
I think that there could have been better food.
The food that would have turned everything around. So.
Yeah, I think that better food.
Better food would have turned it around.
Listen, Julie has told us that you apparently are the highest ranking executive next to Hughes. So you're the guy that has to tell him that the party sucked. And what can you do about making the next one better, please, for all of us?
And making it soon.
We'll take on that responsibility.
Okay. Hey, nice phone, Dave Howard.
Okay, so if I call you back in an hour, will you have spoken to Michael?
I'll get on it for you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dave.
All right, guys.
Hey, Dave, on a 1 to 10, how would you rate that party last night?
I'd say the food brought it down to at least a 7.
Again, the problem is the food.
So you think, Dave, the next party will be what, in like 3 months?
Yeah, I think we should go back to O'Meara's. Better food, better atmosphere.
And better pronunciation.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
How's your name?
Okay, thanks a lot for talking to us about this, Dave Howard.
Dave, how weird.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
bye, Dave.
You know,
bye-bye.
But there is an example right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all of this is actually...
We are beloved.
Upper management.
This is quite helpful for me because I'm going through something now with Lady Botox.
Is that her nickname now?
Well,
Lady Botox.
Although I tell you, since she got the shot, she can still frown with the best of them.
Oh yeah, it comes back.
Wow, yeah. She can fight the odds.
The ability comes back to frown. Yeah.
So I've been going through this thing. You know, my wife is turning 50 in now about a month. I made the cardinal sin the other day of saying, your birthday's not for a couple of months. Well, it turns out it's in 1 month.
Oh.
And we had gone round and round about what she wanted, and she wanted a singer, then she wanted to just have people over, then she wanted to have a big party, then she wanted to have a little party, and finally she decided what she was going to do was take her sisters and go down to Florida for a weekend, and the three of them were going to have a nice, great time.
That's a great idea.
So I thought that was the end of that. Oh. And then I get a call from one of my wife's friends saying, what are you doing for Frida's birthday? And I said, well, it's handled. And the friend, who was trying to be very nice, said, well, I really think that she would like something else. And she threw out all the stuff that I should think about. And I was